We had a situation, we worked with a language called Susu and did God's story in Susu. Isn't that cute? Susu. That's in Guinea, West Africa. And as we were recording it, I asked the missionary, I said, so how long have you been there? And she said, my husband and I have been there, I think, 10 years. There's been a total of 5 couples there over 15 years. I said, well, how many Susu believers are there? And she said, maybe 40. That's tough. She said, they're really hard to get through to, but we're hoping this will work. Within 2 years, using God's story, and one other thing they prayed for, and that was that someone within the community, they're Muslim, cultural Muslims, would have a revelation from God. A woman did, and they combining those two, whole villages are coming to the Lord. Just boom, 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 like nothing they've seen. Paul Rian is his name, the missionary there, and he said that he picked up a hitchhiker and gave him an audio cassette of God's story. And a month later, he came back to the village, found out that hitchhiker, was the village witch doctor. And he had been playing it over and over for the people. He said, now come tell us the rest of the stories. I've made them all listen. So, so he'd taken over. We have a Dasara Theru, a little handout I gave you, tells about two of the people from Nepal that we met in India personally. And the Dasara Theru people are the poorest of the poor in a very poor country called Nepal, totally unreached. The man heard the gospel, this man Mohan heard the gospel, and a month later, and he responded, he and his wife, and a month later his wife died in childbirth. Well, the parents on both sides, it says, because you converted, that's why it happened. And he was beginning to believe that to be true until this friend who had just finished the Dasara Theru, God's story, said, listen to this. And he watched it over and over, and he said, now I know that I know what I believed is true. He has led parents on both sides to the Lord and is going village to village, and the Dasara Theru people are coming to the Lord. And this is within a 2-year period, all of this is happening. It's amazing how quickly unreached people can be reached when they understand the message. And that's the key. There's not just God's story, there's one called The Hope. There's one that's just out that Jack Chick put together. He's worked 12 years on it, called The Light of the World. There are a lot of chronological, shorter ones like God's Story, which I think are wonderful to ride point. And get those because they can be done quickly. And then you follow up with the storying, the IMB method, or follow up with Jack Day in Brazil, unknown to anybody else. He's working on all this chronological storytelling information and learning from the Brazilians the stories to tell. Sunday morning in church, the pastor would tell the story. Sunday night, they talk about how it applies. By Wednesday, the people are going out in the community and delivering the story. And Sunday morning, the church is bigger. And that's what is happening. They're coming to the Lord and being discipled through understanding the stories of the Bible. We need something like this to reach our post-Christian Western world. When you tell people now you need to be saved, they say, from what? I'm fine. My truth, your truth. Unless you go back to the beginning and lay the foundation of the fall and God's standard, where's the need? I'm fine. I have my own standard and I live by it, usually. You know, that's how it is. Teenagers in the United States see an average of 105 movies a year. And believe me, they're influenced by this movie. And what is a movie anyway? It's a story. And they are heavily influenced by that information that's coming in. 80% of the graduating seniors that were polled in this one poll said, after graduating, I'll never read another book. Now, they may read because they have to, but we've understood they don't want to read, and that's important. They don't want to read, but here's a track, here's the Bible, read it, you'll find Jesus. I don't want to read. So how are we going to get the gospel to them here? We had a lady write us that uses God's story in her Sunday school class and other chronological storytelling materials, and she said, I want you to know this. She said, I know who this lady is now. She's a doctor. Her two children, two of them are pharmaceutical representatives, and one is a very successful college student. She said she wrote them letters from my heart, mom's heart. Several months went by. They didn't respond. She hadn't heard from him. Like, did you get the letters? Yes, but mom, we'd rather have you just call. It's a post-literate, I mean, even though they are very literate, they do not want to read.